This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the grains here on Friday?
We have a little bit mixed bag here on a Friday, a little bit up and down. We've had a very volatile week, and maybe we're going to see a little bit of profit taken. Wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit of weakness maybe here, and maybe the corn and bean market going into the weekend. But it's been a very bullish week on the wheat front. Wheat's been driving. The storyline continues. There's a lot of dry issues in parts of the plains. Now, certain areas, Mark, are going to get the rain, but certain areas are going to miss it. We still got dryness issues in the Ukraine as well as dryness issues in Russia. That's not a lot of rain in the forecast there. That should be somewhat supportive to the wheat market. If that's the case, that should be a little bit of support to the corn. The big storyline going into the weekend, though, is the heavy rains that are moving through portions of Iowa and Iowa and Nebraska right now. That pushes through over the weekend into Illinois and kind of dies out as it gets closer to Indiana. The models, 1 to 3 to 4 inches of rain, that is definitely going to put the brakes on planting. And then, you know, how quick we get back into the field will determine, you know, it's going to be determined, A, how much rain we get, and B, when does that next follow-up rain comes. I know, talked to a few producers out there in Iowa, they're a little bit nervous about that.
And we have gotten rain already here last night. It's raining here this morning, at least in Des Moines. And I was just looking at the drought monitor update yesterday. Northeast Iowa is still the driest place in the entire Corn Belt in terms of that D3 designation for drought. Are there any other areas of the Corn Belt right now that are really hurting?
Well, I think if you look at it, like parts of Missouri were very dry, but you know, we had a client there in Missouri, so they've had 4 inches of rain. So they've had some of the best rain they've had in a very long time. So we are healing it up, Mark. I would say that, you know, if you look at that drought monitor, that is a long-term indicator. It's over multiple months.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Every day, you navigate a complex business and changing demands. Stay a step ahead with Experior. The first FDA-approved product of its kind, Experior creates the freedom and flexibility to support environmental stewardship without hindering animal performance measures like average daily gain, feed efficiency, and carcass characteristics. Own your future now. Talk to your Lanco representative or visit experiorbeef.com to learn more.
May corn unchanged at 441 even. May soybeans down 4.5 at 1158 and a quarter. May soybean meal down $2.90 at 341 even. May soybean oil up 22 cents at 4504. On the Merck, June live cattle down 30 cents at 177.50. May feeder cattle up 87 cents at 247.12. May lean hogs down 67 cents at 94.60. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.